Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Anne, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you.
We're very excited to have you on the show. And again, I know you're very busy, so we really appreciate the time. So what we wanted to do was just to, of course, get to know more about your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, though, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Anne?
So I am a solo agent, a solo realtor. I just celebrated my 15-year anniversary in the industry and with Keller Williams. My entire real estate career has been with Keller Williams, and I do this full time. So when I got my license in 2008, which is when many people remember the market crashed, I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know what I didn't know. So,
gosh. Really a lot of experience for you in the real estate world. How about working with someone virtual though? Just like what you're doing with your CyberBacker. Is this a first for you?
It is a first, and yet my current CyberBacker was not my first CyberBacker. So
Okay. So talk to me more about that. The first time working with virtual team members, was it a big change for you at all? Or was it an easy transition?
I'm gonna say somewhere in the middle. I don't think it was difficult, but I don't know if it was easy. I would love to have someone I could just turn to and say, please do this or take care of that. However, what I've found is when I don't have that person sitting there, yeah, I'm not wondering what they're doing.
Ooh, okay.
So it does allow a little bit of flexibility and freedom from, let's call it micromanaging.
So really, so there's a learning curve then, is that right?
Something there like definitely that. Is a learning curve. And part of it is just knowing who I am and how I operate.
Of course, which is very important just for you to work well with your CyberBacker too. So before you even got to work with your CyberBacker, you went through interviews, of course, with CyberBacker. Now, do you have any tips that you can share with other business owners that are going to be doing this for the first time too?
Well, I think it's very important when you have the first meeting with CyberBacker, when they ask about a job description or job responsibilities, to be very clear about what it is we expect. I mean, nobody is a mind reader, and we just need to make sure that we're very clear on everything we would like to happen or be part of the job description.
Of course, the job description is very, very important because that's where we know how our CyberBackers are going to help you in the business. But how about you? What was on that list for you on that job description?
Yeah, so initially, mostly marketing, I would have to say. So as a realtor, as a Keller Williams agent, using the 36 touch, systematically communicating with my database, using our platform command. And allowing some creativity and flexibility, yet that's the fundamental and foundation, you know, having accurate information, helping verify the information of the contacts in the system. A lot of that fine detail that I just had let go a little bit, was not keeping on top of the detail.
So really attention to details and a lot of the back end stuff, a lot of admin work then, is that right?
For sure. Gotcha. Yes, definitely.
Now, how long have you been working with your CyberBacker, by the way? I forgot to ask that earlier.
So my current CyberBacker, we're actually coming up on our 1-year anniversary together because I believe I hired her right before I went to Keller Williams family reunion, and we're getting ready to do that here in the next week or so.
Next week or so, it's going to be family reunion, something exciting, of course, for the whole KW family. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker then. What's it like working with her every day? What kind of a person is she with you?
So I'm glad you asked that because, and as I said, she was my third. Mm-hmm. So the first one, I didn't realize what I needed to, how I needed to show up, what I needed to provide as far as support or communication, because it's a 12-hour difference in time, yeah. right? When we get on. So when I, every morning, Jem works with me Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. I'm in Chicago. So Central Time. So she sends me a text message, good morning. And we sometimes jump on a Zoom 2 or 3 days a week, but not every day. If projects are ongoing, then we don't necessarily need a face-to-face. But even this morning when I jumped on and I said, good morning, I paused because I knew it's morning for me, but it's not morning for her. And while that's an adjustment on both sides, she understands. She has a great sense of humor. She always, if she finishes a project sooner than later, she sometimes suggests other things that she could do. She does take quite a bit of initiative. So, and what I will share, because she is my third Cyberbacker, number one and number two did not do that to the same degree. Mm-hmm.
So not really a match, right? But now third time's a charm. Then now you've found your perfect Cyberbacker so far, been working at a strong partnership for almost a year, of course.
Correct.
Now, how about tasks? Talk to me about that. How does she help the business?
So initially we talked social media, marketing, database, which is essentially 36 touch, mm-hmm. which is also marketing. She also came with experience managing files, managing transactions. Ooh. So, and I had asked for someone with some sort of experience.
Of course.
So that was great on the interview process. So she helps with actually listing paperwork with new sellers, inputting into the multiple listing service. And we have a whole system using Command Opportunities that helps move the file along. And we have some templated emails, and it's a process. It repeats. And she knows how to manage that and to ask questions if she's not sure. That's really my favorite part.
Just seems to me that you've already found your perfect Cyberbacker in Jem right now. So how about the partnership though? I know she is your third Cyberbacker, and you've gone through two Cyberbackers before that. Now, do you have any tips on how to make sure that a partnership really would be a successful one, especially when you're working with someone who is virtual?
Sure. Well, it's always about expectations, mm-hmm. setting expectations and agreeing and understanding. You know, if there's a time that we start every day, then making sure that we're starting every day. Mm-hmm. It's open communication. Not only do we start with either a Zoom or a quick text communication, we have an open document in Google. So we can actually communicate back and forth if we need to. It's sharing that I'm away from a computer or I'm out of the office. It's being open to conversation and communication. It's the simplest way to say it. It's not a magic pill. It's not a magic pill. Like nothing is.
I think in any kind of partnership, really communication, it really boils down to communication, because if you're not able to communicate what you need, how you want things done, then your Cyberbacker, again, won't know what they're going to do. And as what you mentioned earlier, no one is a mind reader, right? So you really have to communicate that properly.
Well, I think something that many people may not realize is possible is that the Cyberbackers have their own community where they can communicate with each other as well. So they, when they are resourceful, they will also reach out to some of their peers and their colleagues to find out best practices. Because here we are in every state of the United States, and real estate is not the same in every state. And each individual agent may not do things the same way. So that's where there's opportunity for learning and sharing.
Absolutely. And unlimited source resources, right? Of course, there are a lot of Cyberbackers, of course, that are working with other agents all around the US. So a lot of ideas that could be shared right there. Now, while I still have you here, Anne, one last question. You've been working with your current Cyberbacker for almost a year now. What's been the biggest impact in your business so far of virtual leverage?
Part of it is peace of mind. Peace of mind and a little bit of personal time back. There are certain tasks that she does. I mean, from a marketing standpoint, some of those are things that I don't have the skills or the patience to learn. My behavior is, oh, it just doesn't matter, right? Well, it does matter. And she is someone who cares when I certainly care. I just don't physically or mentally have the capacity to do it all myself.
Right there, already a lot of success in just a short amount of time between you and your cyberbacker, who of course is going to be listening once we have this uploaded online. I forgot to tell you that. Would you want to give her a quick shout out before we end today, Anne?
Yeah, Jem, I appreciate the things that you do. I think we share that sometimes, but sometimes the words are not there. Appreciate the partnership and support always.
You know, now we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Anne, thank you very much for dropping by today. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.